Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Cheryl, I was returning y'all's call, I guess, actually, in regards to Best Buy home delivery experience on appliances.
Okay, you got a survey call?
No, I never got a survey, actually, which was a whole other thing. But no, I had a situation where it just was, I don't know, one thing after another, things kept getting botched. And so I had to go to the store, and the manager there got with y'all to get in touch with me in regards to the experience and to see, because when I, and I can start at the beginning, but at one point during the whole thing, there was a lady that mentioned that there would be some compensation for the experience. And apparently that was never notated properly or something. I don't know. Anyway, I explained the whole thing to the store manager, and he said that someone would get in touch with me. And y'all did last week. But my day off is Sunday. And I tried calling y'all yesterday, and y'all obviously weren't there. So, anyway.
Yeah, we don't work Sundays. Okay, so the phone number of 210-478-2453, is that the phone number listed on the order?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, same. And if you'll verify the name and address on the order.
Rhett Shelton, 10838 Wilson Oaks, San Antonio, Texas, 78249.
Okay, and it's in regards to an order from February the 17th or one from March the 16th?
Well, I guess that's kind of the whole deal. March 16th. What is today's 23rd, 22nd? So, I don't think it's March 16th. I think that's when he pinged y'all or reached out to y'all to get in touch with me, I think. But it's in regards
Okay.
to the February purchase. I probably should have written down a bunch of dates, but I didn't.
Okay.
I could probably should sit down. I could just go back and do it. I'm almost over there. So yeah, I guess it would be in regards to the February one, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I see what they have done is set up a service call, and that was done on the 16th off of the order from the 17th.
Yeah, I don't know about any service call. I know that, I mean, with everything that happened, I mean, it was just, again, like I say, kind of one of those perfect storms, one thing after another, and, live and learn. I trusted people on the other end of the phone to be notating the account properly as they told me they were. And I just trusted in that, and apparently they did not. I don't know. I need. So anyway, I mean, I can kind of start at the beginning. I went in President's Day, I think a little before President's Day, but especially already started. Ordered five appliances. Four of them were basically like a kitchen set of a range, microwave, dishwasher, and refrigerator of Samsung, and then the LG dryer to complete the dryer set where I'd ordered the washer a couple of months earlier from Best Buy. And so I placed the order, set it up for a delivery, ironically, a morning delivery. For, I don't know, maybe like the following week after I'd done the order. And that being said, the date that the order was set for. So that being said, it was set up for a week later, and just as, you know, chance, luck, whatever you want to call it, would have it, that's when the snowstorm, it's funny to say, hit Texas or San Antonio for sure. And they weren't able to deliver, which I, you know, I completely understand. It's out of y'all's, out of Best Buy's control. It's an act of God, you know, stuff happens. I get it. So anyway, I called the SCADA, set up a, you know, reschedule the delivery, and I called the store number, which actually didn't get me to the store. Got me to somebody in, I guess, maybe in a house somewhere. I don't know. But off-site that, I guess, handles scheduling, at which point they told me that there was nothing for, I think, like a couple of weeks, and that not only that, they didn't have any morning deliveries. And I was like, well, okay, so I have to wait two extra weeks to get my stuff and then to not be able to have the morning delivery that I initially had and need. Because I work Monday through Saturday, and they don't do deliveries on Sundays, so the only way I can really set it up without losing time at work, and which is translates to money in a commission job, then needs to be a morning slot, which, again, they didn't have. Anyway, nonetheless, I talked to the lady. I said, let me talk to work and see if I can figure something out. I said, this, you know, she goes, well, look, Mr. Shelton, there will be some compensation, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, when you say compensation, what are we talking? She goes, well, I don't want to give a dollar amount now, because if we give a dollar amount now, we're locked into it. And heaven forbid something else were to happen between now and the delivery, you know, the final delivery installation, which ironically things did continue to happen. So anyway, I looked into work, couldn't really finagle my schedule to accommodate Best Buy schedule, which you would think would be the other way around when you're spending $5,000 with someone. But nonetheless, I called them back, said, are there truly no morning slots? They said, no. I said, okay, well, when's the first available that isn't a Friday or Saturday, because those are the busiest days? And they gave me a date. So I had to take an entire day off work, which cost me in the ballpark of about $1,000, which was not fun, comfortable at all. But nonetheless, so I take the day off work. The guys show up. They install things. Then they go to install the dishwasher, which, by the way, doesn't clean dishes enough. But there's maybe there could be a reason for that. But nonetheless, so they go to install the dishwasher, and as they're installing the dishwasher, they, we don't have the proper equipment to properly install your dishwasher. And I'm like, what? I paid, because I paid for everything. I paid for turnkey. I'm not a handyman. Even if I was, I ain't got the time to work too much. So I paid for, you know, bring them over, you know, hook them up, set them up, turnkey, haul off the old ones. I'm going to do nothing. So I paid for all of it, appliance kits, installation, haul off, delivery, just everything. So they're telling me, they're like, well, we can't install your dishwasher. And I'm like, well, excuse me? I said, I paid for a kit. Well, Best Buy doesn't have the proper kit for this and that or the other. But here's what you can do. You can go to Lowe's. Whoa, go to Lowe's. I don't have time to go to Lowe's. I got a job. I got stuff to do. I paid for the installation kit. So he left all this equipment or whatever. And he goes, well, here's the deal, Mr. Shelton. Since we weren't able to complete the installation, I'm going to leave this ticket open. You have a 15-day live-in, whatever, with the appliances, that if you're not happy with any of it, you can exchange it, return it, and it doesn't matter. And I'm going to leave this ticket open, so your 15 days won't start until the ticket gets closed. So I'm okay, huh? He goes, but I do need you. If you go buy these, I go, you don't have adapters or anything in the truck that you can finish it? Because apparently the hoses that need to hook up the dishwasher weren't long enough. And so I need to go buy adapters and extra hoses, and then essentially either call him up to install it myself, or to have him install it, or to install it myself. So I take my time, my next day off, and go to Lowe's, buy the hopefully proper equipment, because I'm not very good at that. Luckily, I picked the proper equipment. Spent about another $30 or so on the hoses and clamps and adjusters and adapters and all that. Came home, hooked everything up, and then started using the dishwasher, which it doesn't clean the dishes. Now, it doesn't clean the dishes. Why? I don't know. Is it because I hooked it up wrong, or is it because the device is, you know, faulty? I don't know, because, again, I'm not an installer. I mean, granted, you would think it would be simple enough to just, you know, screw in some hoses, which is what I did, and it seems to be functioning, you know, but it's not cleaning the dishes. Another thing about the installation of the dishwasher is it's crooked, which I made mention to him when he did it. I'm like, well, this is, like, crooked here. And he's like, well, we've only got this much real estate to work with, and it's about as good as it's going to get. I mean, as good as it's going to get. The last one wasn't crooked, you know. So install the dishwasher crooked. Doesn't install it completely. I have to install it, and I have to go buy more equipment when I've already paid for everything to already be done. And then he tells me he's going to leave the ticket open. Tells me he's going to leave the ticket open. I don't get any surveys or anything that you know, like, hey, how was the experience? You know, give us a call. We're here for you. Hope everything went well. I got no phone calls, no emails, no nothing. That led me to believe that he had not closed the ticket, because I would think that once the ticket were to be closed, it would essentially kind of trigger
it'll generate a survey.
Mm-hmm.
It is still
exactly
open.
Right. So I'm thinking the ticket's still open. I still got my 15 days. I got nothing to worry about. I'm not going to totally take advantage of it, but the 15 days hasn't even started yet. So I call up Best Buy and find out how we're going to address the situation of, you know, I had to wait. I had to take a day off work. I had to install the dishwasher myself. The dishwasher is installed crookedly, and find out, you know, this dishwasher doesn't clean, so do I need to get a new one? So I came up with the idea of, hey, look, I had a Bosch dishwasher before. I know it may not match perfectly, which is kind of annoying, but whatever. It worked great. I had it for, like, I don't know, 12 years, maybe longer. And the only reason I replaced it is because I was getting a whole new set of different color, basically. Otherwise, I probably might have just kept that dishwasher. It was a good dishwasher. So I came up with the idea of, you know, hey, tell you what. I got the top-of-the-line Samsung when I bought this thing, you know. Give me the top-of-the-line Bosch in a black stainless steel, and bring it over, install it, take this away, and we'll just call it even. I mean, I think when I looked at the retail between the two devices, it was like maybe a couple $100 from retail to retail, you know, for the two pieces. And I'm thinking, that's more than a fair deal to Best Buy, and I mean, I'm still out of $1,000 from work. I got a crooked installed dishwasher. I've been able to have them to wash dishes essentially by hand since I got this thing, so it's not functioning or doing what it's supposed to do. So anyway, nonetheless, I go to the store. He goes, well, Mr. Sheldon, first of all, looks like you did close the ticket, and your 15 days is up. And I'm like, okay, well, here the hits just keep on rolling, don't they? Nobody's doing anything that they say they're going to do. So if your 15 days are up, that means the live-in thing, that's just said, you know, the 15 days you can't, that's, sorry, you're out of luck there. And I'm like, I'm out of luck? You guys told me that you weren't going to close the ticket. I never got a survey. I never got a phone call. I never got a follow-up. Led me to believe the ticket was still open, or all that stuff would have been triggered. So now you're telling me, because I come in on the 18th day, even though I haven't had the dishwasher installed for a full 15 days, because I didn't install it myself until nearly a week later, about 5 days later, because of my work schedule and things of that nature, I didn't even get 15 days with the dishwasher, which is the primary problem in the whole situation. He goes, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Charlton. I'm going to get you a new dishwasher, but I can't get you the Bosch. I'll have to just get you the same one. Well, now the same one's not in stock. The Bosch isn't in stock. Nothing's in stock. So now I'm having to live with a crooked, potentially incorrect installed dishwasher, and I'm just supposed to say, well, is what it is. Sorry we couldn't help you. Life goes on. I'm the little guy, you know. So that's essentially where we're at. It's, you know, there's no real resolution. There's been no resolution. There's been no compensation that the one lady mentioned she was going to notate the system and would be handled and taken care of. And so the gentleman at the store, while not overly helpful, wasn't, I kind of, in some ways kind of got the vibe that he was sort of kind of trying to do everything he could, even though I think he probably could have done a little bit more. But he said, I'm going to reach out to the appliance resolution people or whatever, I think is what he called them, which I guess would be you and your folks, and they'll call you within 48 hours. And it was about 48 hours when y'all called. It's just my schedule and being able to call y'all and not realizing y'all are closed when we're closed. And this is the first time I'm able really to have time to reach out.
Okay. Well, I have sent your information over to our area manager for them to take a look at it. There is a way Best Buy sends stuff over that they don't notate it on the account, because like I said, nothing is notated. None of the fact that you visit with Best Buy, there are no notes here from them. There are no notes here, like you said, from the person who promised you that they will put notes on the order. And there's nothing there.
Yeah, she specifically told me, I'm noting anything right now to make sure that everyone knows we've had this conversation and that there will be a compensation once the delivery and install is complete. And she apparently didn't do that. Need the guy at the store. And so I called when I started all after, I guess, on the 15th or 16th or whenever it was of March, the most recent, within the past week or so, I called the store number that gets me to some random place and talk to them. They said they didn't see any notes. She put me on hold for 15 minutes and went and talked to the manager, came back, was very apologetic, said there are no notes. 15 days is up because the ticket was allegedly closed. I still haven't gotten a survey, by the way. And then she says the only thing I can recommend is that you go to the store and talk to the store manager, which is what I did, and he told me he was going to, you know, ping the appliance resolution team to reach out to me and figure out some sort of resolution to the situation.
Right. Well, I have sent that information over. Right, because I'm not sending any notes.
To whom did you see? An area manager for Best Buy?
Yes.
Or
no, for XPO.
I got you. Okay. And that area manager, usually when I hear the words like area or regional manager, things of that nature, I think that individual is the manager over, you know, either a portion of San Antonio or South Texas or a certain area that includes me.
That is correct.
Got it. Okay. Now, what would be the time expectation on a call or contact from that individual?
They normally call back within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And you'd have a service call scheduled for tomorrow, so someone is scheduled to come out to your home.
Someone is scheduled to come out to my house?
Yes.
That's amusing. When's that supposed to happen?
That is scheduled tomorrow, and that time frame, let me tell you. Because that's probably what the missed call was tonight, calling you at that time frame. So the time frame for tomorrow, pulling up that service call order.
And who, I'm wondering who scheduled that. And
that was scheduled by Best Buy.
I wonder what that's scheduled. What's the service call for? Do you know? Does it say? Are they bringing a new appliance? Are they coming to have beers? Or you say 10 to 12?
10 to 12. And the
you've not seen
service
the
call due to the dishwasher. Yeah, it's in regards to the dishwasher. Don't say, what about the dishwasher? Just say, requesting a service call due to the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. The irony of there being an appointment or a scheduled maintenance call or what any type of an appointment to meet at my house in the morning without me scheduling it, the irony is just rich. I mean, I couldn't get a morning call when I tried to schedule something. Now I haven't even scheduled anything, and I got a morning call.
You got a morning call.
I'm not gonna be here. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be. I'm going to be at work. So I don't know who scheduled that or what it's for or why. But I won't be here, so no one will be here. The cat and the dog will be here, but I don't think they're going to be of much use.
Okay, so do you want me to reschedule this?
I don't even know what it's for. I don't, that's the thing. I don't even know, reschedule what? People to show up and look at the dishwasher? The dishwasher is supposed to be replaced one way or another, whether it's with the same exact unit or it's a Bosch or it's something different. But the unit's supposed to be replaced and installed hopefully properly and straight. Now, one thing that I was at the store with the manager, the store manager, the appliance manager at that store, he told me that this unit, well, first of all, he told me no Bosches are available due to coronavirus. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, but then he tells me that my model specifically.
They blame everything on coronavirus.
It'll be a cop-out for probably another 6 months, and then we can go back to normal cop-outs. But the dishwasher that I have is the top-of-the-line Samsung, at least in the black stainless or whatever, and it wasn't available. So, I'm not sure. I can't imagine they're coming over to check the installation of the hoses. I don't even know. So to reschedule an appointment that I don't know what it's for, I don't even know how to really approach that or answer that or address that. You know what I mean?
Right. They said it was in regards to the dishwasher. Now, they didn't say what about the dishwasher. They just got in regards to the dishwasher.
Going to come unload it or load it for me or clean my dishes? I don't know. I ain't going to be here. I didn't schedule that appointment. I had no idea an appointment was scheduled. I personally have not received any phone calls saying, hey, we're going to be there tomorrow at X time or window. So I don't know. I guess whoever, if maybe it was a placeholder and there's nothing really, I don't know how all that works, but I'm not going to be here. And I didn't schedule it, so I don't know. I guess I'll wait for the area manager to call me.
Okay.
Because, again, I'm looking at my Cricut dishwasher that doesn't wash dishes, and it doesn't seem like we're getting anywhere at all. But I'll talk to another person about it all, I guess. I don't know if you'll notate anything at this point. I don't even know if it matters anymore. But you've heard the long, drawn-out drama story. And hopefully we can figure it out. I'll wait a couple days to hear from the area manager.
All right. So the area manager will give you a call, and then we'll move from there.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for giving me a call here at XPO.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.